Okay, welcome back, everybody. And we are going to, I want to invite you to join me to power up the circle again to welcome our next speaker, international visionary, master of bioenergetic theory and quantum field visionary, Dr. Sue Morter, who is joining us on to show and share her wisdom to awaken limitless possibility, love, and abundance by activating whole body circuitry. If you haven't met and connected with the brilliant, the magnetic, the activating Dr. Sue, she is a doctor of chiropractic, an international speaker, and founder of the Morter Institute for Bioenergetics, an international destination for healing and wellness education. 19 years ago, while meditating, she spontaneously accessed a level of consciousness that she has never known. This dramatic awakening led to her years of study of energy healing, medicine, yoga, and she developed practical tools for tapping into the body's inner wisdom and higher consciousness. She's taken her discoveries to the world in her best-selling 2019 book called The Energy Codes, a seven-step system to awaken your spirit and heal your body and live your best life. And what I most appreciate about Dr. Sue and getting to know her personally is that she transmits in her beingness this energetic frequency of trust, of self-love, of deep care and kindness, power, possibility, and limitless potential. Just being with her and in her energetic field is sure to open up power and possibility for you. So please do join us to welcome the extraordinary Dr. Sue to our Women Rising Conference. Welcome, Dr. Sue.
Hey, hey. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Sweet. Welcome.
Hey, wonderful, wonderful to be here. Wow. What a great day. This is fabulous. I've been hanging out. I was dancing a little bit before we got started here. Hoping everybody else was dancing with me. This is great.
Well, that's so good. You know, well, I was really thinking about this. Like there's a way just being in your field and orbit that we connect with us during at the beginning of the series, just how we did a pre-event survey where over 1,600 women wrote, and I've never seen women just feeling so burnt out and exhausted, but also feeling this impulse to rise. And so I know you have so much to share about this and so much wisdom, because I think there's so much that we know intellectually about, you know, what a higher truth is or higher spiritual principles or empowerment principles, but how to access that and really shift when we're feeling so depleted and exhausted and burnt out and overwhelmed by the things happening in the world right now. Now, I think that's, you know, so much of what women are feeling and sensing. And I would love to just hear, you know, let's dive in. I'd love to just hear from you some more about the essence of your discovery about the soulful self and inner wisdom and how we can begin to tap into that and what that is and why you believe it's the key for us to be able to recalibrate and tap into this source of energy to and a creative power within us.
Certainly. You know, the best way to kind of describe it is initially, if we can just say that when we land here, we kind of splat. It's a rough landing. It's like we come into this world and we land as this spirit essence. We just kind of like splat into this life that we're living, and our mind goes one way, our body goes another, our breath goes another way. And we, in the midst of that splat, way out there on the periphery, we start looking to the outer world to figure out what just happened, where am I, how do I fit in, who do I count on, what can I trust, what do I do? And a byproduct of that is that we kind of externalize our orientation. We look to the outer world to tell us who we are and to tell us how we're doing and to see if we fit in and to see what we need to do in order to get loved and get fed and get clothed. And all those kind of basic needs truly get met from what appears to be the outer world. And so then we grow up inside of that life with an externalized idea of what matters. If I fit in here, if I compare here well, if you like me, if I'm accepted, then I'm okay. And the problem is that's not how it really is, but it's how it appears to us. And we end up exhausting ourselves trying to meet all of the needs of this outer world. So what happened for me, you know, 20 years ago is in meditation, I brought it back together from the splat, shot up into this truth of who I was, and it just changed my life forever. It changed who I thought myself to be. It changed what my point of relativity is for all the experiences, the job, the people, the relationship, the circumstances was. It changed the dynamic altogether. And what started to happen was I started to develop a healing capacity inside of my life that I had no idea was there on an individual self-healing sort of level. I healed migraine headaches. I healed a scoliosis. I started becoming very interested in this. I started having more and more energy in my life. I used to have to lay down on my lunch hour in the clinic so that I could bear to treat the patients after lunch. And I was like 25, 35 years old. In those years, wow. I was, you know, having to lay down just to take a nap, just to get through the day. And suddenly this energy was flowing and there was a different vitality about me. Things started healing. I started sharing things with my patients. And the next thing I knew, they were getting better faster as well. And it all kind of boiled down to bringing our attention back onto the deep core wisdom that we truly are, the deep core presence that we truly are. And interestingly enough, the feminine energy, the quality of gathering myself back together again through nurturing and tenderness internally allowed for these parts of me to find their way back together from the splat. And the next thing I knew, I was teaching people how to do the same, and they were getting, you know, tremendous results. And this is why I love what you're doing, Claire, is that you're all about identifying this feminine principle. Let's understand what it is, learn how to work with it, and learn how to allow it to grow us and evolve us, or to remind us that we can awaken into this higher state version of who and what we really are, rather than spending our lives identified as this protective, performing personality out here in the splat that is exhausting and depleting us of everything that we try so hard to cultivate. So it's a match made in heaven that I get to connect with you here today.
Well, really compliment the things that I teach, which is where it's so fun to be able to share your wisdom and great work with our community here. And what I'm curious about, so there are a couple of things that really struck me, because that is you. You feel you, and I've known you for a really long time now, and you seem to have like plugged into a limitless source of energy, like that is a powerful source of energy, that it's not just a source of energy so that you can be kind of in an old disempowered consciousness and there's energy for that, but it's a source of energy that does call forth this highest and best, the source of energy that we need to activate and ignite our higher potentials. I know in your work, you call it the energy codes. Can you share what those are and how we can begin to tap into them?
Sure. So the energy codes are a series of practices and principles that I teach to allow people to learn how to get themselves back from the splat and to anchor and to be able to kind of begin to live not as this protective or performing ego false version of themselves, which interestingly, I just want to make sure that everybody realizes that whenever someone says the word ego, it doesn't necessarily mean that you think that you're better than other. Ego also shows up as that you think that you're less than other, that there's any kind of differential, which leads to comparison and competitivism and that kind of thing. And so it can also lead to shutting down and removing yourself from the game and thinking that worked for her or that worked for him, but it probably isn't going to work for me. And those are illusionary ways of looking at life. So the energy codes are ways that we can learn to pull ourselves back from that splat and start to feel and sense a greater sense of self that is actually the soulful essence, the essential self, the true self, the authentic self. And if we can make all those terms synonymous, then it becomes like applicable and accessible to everyone. And this is the truth of who we are. And we have a tendency to depend on our personality to get us through. And I don't mean like trying to win people over or something like that. I mean, we strategize and we overthink and we try to do it right. And we try to make sure that everyone else follows the rules if we're having to follow the rules. And we get caught up in judgment or get caught up in all these kind of painful circumstances of life that rob us of our energy. And it also causes us to be in a defensive state of physiology, which keeps us from healing. And it also slams shut this trap door inside of our brain that keeps us from accessing the deep core wisdom of the truth of who we are. So we have a tendency then to try to do the smart thing instead of to do the real thing. And we try to do the right thing instead of doing our thing and trusting that our thing is going to be enough to get the job done and to be successful and to allow for the successes and the victories and the relationship and the businesses and all the things that we're interested in creating for ourselves, that there is actually an authentic pathway to have those things manifest that actually feels good and doesn't steal our energy and doesn't rob us from this soulful experience in life. And so the energy codes are ways that we can begin to do them sequentially or together in different recipes, if you will, based on what we're feeling that we need in a certain moment to start to truly learn to sit down in the seat of the soul instead of trying to make life work from this level of personality.
Mm. Powerful. Do you have an example just from your own life of how this works in practice that you could share with us?
So I'm constantly working with it always. You know, here's an example that everyone can do that's watching right now that is a simple demonstration of how we inadvertently give our power away and kind of unknowingly. So just imagine right now that the room that you're sitting in, or even if you're driving in a car and listening or watching in that way, hopefully you're not driving and watching, but just imagine that someone who pushes your buttons or triggers you in some way is standing in the doorway of the room that you're in or sitting in the passenger seat of your car right now. And so the moment that they are there and you witness them, there's a flush or a rush of energy felt in the body. And what you're actually feeling is part of your energy leaving you and going on to them. We're projecting our energy onto them, which leaves in a bit of a disempowered state. So imagine right now they're standing in the door and you look at them and feel your energy go to them, like really get involved in how they push your buttons and what they do and how it agitates you and how long it's been going on and how it's affected your life and all that kind of stuff that we do. And your power is going over there. And now
Can I just slow that down just for 1 second? So think about the thing that we are feeling affected by, or like the people in our life who might be negative or problematic or difficult, and is it like the emotion that we're feeling about them?
It's the story that we have that we're inside of. It's definitely
okay.
The story.
So it's kind of like so they're out there doing the thing that they might be doing that might be awful and terrible, right? So yes. there's their swirl of energy. And then there's our like swirl of reactivity. That's our own personal energy and response.
Yes. And as we're noticing that our swirl gets hooked into theirs,
right.
Now we're caught up in their world.
We're being pulled into their energetic frequency.
Yes.
Right.
Indeed.
Because we're reacting to and like our whole story and response, we're kind of getting, I'm just like feeling myself, I'm going into the vortex of their negativity, of their reactivity.
Absolutely. And then we have opinions about it, or we have, you know, it all gets down the road.
And we're energizing the negativity, yes, right? In our, yes, own reaction and our own, yes, blame and our, like, that's like we're energizing that negative story.
Yes.
Okay, got
and
it.
And now, if in the midst of giving that energy and growing it, we're decreasing the amount of energy that is available for us because we're putting it over there. And so if we notice how that feels in our own body, it doesn't feel very good because I'm giving it to
them. Feels really bad. And there's nothing really left for us. There's nothing left for us here to, right, create something different, right?
Right?
Because all of the energy is going over there.
And you know what's so amazing, Claire, is that we feel justified in it. We're like, well, look at what they're doing. And we talk about it and we think about it and we get all
we're
up in
energizing
it.
The bad negative downward, yes, spiral, right? We're energizing,
exactly,
it with our own.
And we're taking it off of self. We're
right,
taking it away from us and giving it to them. And so, which is so ironic.
Can I just take a moment? Post,
yeah,
in the chat, like, do you do this? Can you see what Dr. Sue is pointing to? Post in the chat if you can see that you do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yes.
Just a little of,
okay,
that going,
all right,
on.
All right. What do we do instead in that,
sweet,
moment?
Yeah. So notice how it feels in here. Like, we take our eye off of this altogether because we get so caught up in that. Right. So if we just notice how it feels when we do that, it feels kind of empty. It feels kind of depleted. It feels kind of wanting. And then we'll go try to find something to fill this up because we're giving it away over here. But here's what we're going to suggest instead. Just claim it back. They can still be standing in the doorway of your room. They can still be standing there saying what they say or doing what they do. Or they can still be on your television, you know, the television's reporting about what's going on or what this person is doing or saying or what have you. And you can claim your energy back onto you, even though this scenario is still going on over here. And that's what we would call pulling the energy back onto self. Oof. Instead,
wow,
of giving it away unknowingly, unconsciously. And ironically, you know, we have good reasons and we're upset and it makes sense, but we can still pull it back on here and make a conscious choice about what we're going to do and how we're going to spend our energy and what the solutions are going to become more obvious to us more quickly because we're back on self. So you can do this at the dinner table. You can do it when you're talking on the phone with someone. You can practice just giving your energy away and claiming it back, and giving it away and claiming it back. Mm-hmm. And as we see and feel the distinctions between the two, the inner self automatically is like, hey, I think I'm going to hang on to that. It feels so much better when I have it back here on me, just to steward and to nurture self in a responsible way. It feels so much better than when I just inadvertently give it away to this person who's doing what they're doing in my present life, something in my past. I'm living in the past. And the invitation is this: just claim it back on to self instead of throwing it onto this object or that object or this object. Just maintain it, literally, physically pull your energy back into your own system and start to breathe in your belly. Because if you'll breathe,
yeah,
in your belly, you'll anchor it.
How do we do that? So it's like, so we notice we're caught up in this swirl. Can you walk us through the steps? I'm seeing a lot of hands raised in the chat. How do we do it? How do we claim our energy back?
How do I?
Could,
yes,
you guide
I want
us
to
through it?
Just claim it back. Okay. So you literally just, you're still looking at them in your doorway. So imagine that they're there and you're just looking at them in your doorway and you're just also becoming aware of what's inside your own system and start breathing in your belly, just not a chest breath, in the belly, breathe in the belly because it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which calms you down and allows you to think in creative genius terms rather than thinking in defensive fight or flight terms. And so you literally become aware that they're standing there, but you also become aware of you sitting inside this body and start to breathe in your belly. Just breathe in your belly. Big inhales and exhale, low in the belly. Just an inhale and an exhale in the belly. And this immediately starts to give another reference point to what's going on. And then we have an ability to consciously choose how we're going to action or respond or maybe not at all, and move forward in ways that have heart and meaning to us because we're in touch with our wisdom. So deep wisdom runs deep in your core, below your navel. So if you can breathe low in the body, you're literally activating these reservoirs of energies that are the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of your own life experiences so far, but also your genetic inheritant wisdom that is coming along with us as we come into this world. So what has worked for our species is stored literally energetically below the navel. So if you're breathing down there, you're starting to activate those energies, and those energies become an active ingredient in the choices that you're making, in the filters through which you're looking out into your lives. So it's really powerful.
And attention, awareness, right? So I think in what you're describing, you know, when you're losing your energy, your first attention is on the other person and you're disconnected from yourself. And it's a real shift where you're bringing your first attention back to yourself, all the way down to your hips, into your belly, and you're just taking a nice deep breath.
Yes. And then we learn to, another one of the energy codes is to learn to channel this breath up and down the whole central core of our being, because in different parts of our body, we house additional energies that are profoundly effective when it comes to speaking our truth or being aware of what has heart and meaning to us, or our intuitive selves, or our empowerment. Each of these areas of our body and the energy centers that are associated with them literally house levels of consciousness, levels of our ability, parts of our wholeness. And so if we can learn to breathe in a way that starts to connect them all together, then we can be strong and be loving at the same time. Hmm. We can know something and be able to say it instead of knowing but not saying. And we can speak our truths, we can hear from others and utilize that as constructive information instead of becoming defensive about it and wanting to guard it off. We have an ability to integrate so many parts of our wholeness if we learn to do this breath that is called the central channel breath. Mm-hmm. And it's literally an energy field that surrounds our body. Actually, I can show you a little picture here. Would that work?
Yeah.
That's kind of a picture's worth a thousand words. So there's an energy field around the body that constantly cycles. The energy comes down through the body. It hits the earth. It turns, rises back up through us, comes out the top of the head, cycles around and around, and it keeps recycling. And right down through this inner channel right here, we have an ability to transform our lives dramatically. Now, let me show it to you in just one more way. So if we are shutting ourselves down in certain ways, when that energy rises, it has to go around these blockages that we are creating where we think that we're not enough, or that we're hurt and they're never going to love again quite like that, or we don't think that we're intelligent enough, or we've been ridiculed for something that we've done in the past. What happens is when that energy starts to rise, it has to go around all of the circuits that we have shut down because of the traumas and emotional traumas in our lives, et cetera. And so what happens then is this person is standing in here in a distorted energy field. And when they look out through, because this rising energy causes a wobble and it causes the energy field around us to become distorted. And so now this person is standing in here and they're looking out through a distorted energy field, and they see a world that doesn't care, that doesn't love them, that isn't kind, that doesn't offer up opportunities. We can't even see the love that is there. We can't even perceive it because we're in reaction to the outer world. So the more we throw our energy onto others, the weaker this system gets, the more likely it is to wobble in these sorts of ways. And it ends up causing health concerns and emotional strains. And we feel isolated and left out and like we're not enough. And all of these things eventually exhaust us. And so in an attempt to regain our ever replenishing, rejuvenating power source, what the energy codes are doing are showing people, okay, let's claim it back for ourselves. And let's live in a way that allows us to nurture all of the parts of us, our wisdom, our ability to make good, clear decisions, our ability to sense and feel when it's time to align with something that's a bigger yes for me than what I was previously doing. When it's time to step out of my comfort zone and I have the wherewithal to do that, then we begin to be able to have the courage to say, yes, I'm in, I'm doing that, I'm not doing this anymore. I have my power back. And so I'll just show everybody how to do that. Just take a second. Okay.
Great. Let's do it.
So let's inhale into the belly. All right. Let's inhale into the belly, big inhale. And then when we exhale, pull your navel back to your spine and just kind of shoot your breath down into the earth, just from your body, just ground it. Just imagine it. So don't worry if you're doing it right or not. Just imagine shooting your breath down into the earth. Now let's take a breath up from the earth and imagine that we're breathing it right back up into the belly where it was, but this time from the earth, right up into the belly. And now we're going to kind of roll our eyes upward and feel the tension behind our eyes a little bit, just right there, a little muscle activity. We're going to exhale from our belly, pull the belly back to the spine, and let that breath rise up through your body, right up to that tension behind your eyes, and just kind of shoot it out the top of your head. Just make it up as if you were a dolphin or a whale shooting it out the blowhole. And now let's take a breath from overhead, right back down into the center of the brain. Just imagine it through the throat, into the chest, draw it all the way to your belly. Big belly breath. And then exhale. Let's just shoot that breath right down into the earth. And we're just going to do the same thing again. Inhale up from the earth into the belly and let it feel good. Now squeeze your shoulder blades together just a little bit. Kind of opens up your chest. Drop your shoulder blades down. Opens up the heart. And now exhale that belly right up through that heart, right up through the throat, right up through behind your eyes, whether you roll your eyes or not, just that same space, and shoot it out the top of your head. And then inhale from overhead, right down through that space behind your eyes, right in through the throat, right into the chest, all the way down, pull it down into the belly. And then exhale into the earth. So this is a central channel breath. And what it's doing is it's drawing the energy and the support of Mother Nature, the alpha frequencies of the earth, up into the body. And then as we exhale, we pass through all these energy centers that we're accentuating by squeezing our blades and rolling our eyes. And we're kind of aligning ourselves inside this elevator shaft up and down through the body. And then we're exhaling into the space above our head. And when we inhale from there, when we breathe it back into the body from there, we're breathing in these higher self energies, the energies of our own higher self or our own infinite possibilities, the divine source, however you want to look at that, you're bringing in more possibility. It's stimulating the brain. It's stimulating these other energy centers that allow us to action and manifest and speak our truth. And it's activating the heart space. And it's drawing it right back down to that wisdom center. And then we're landing it and grounding it by breathing into the earth. Mm. Then we take belly again. And we feel the support of nature, like it's meant to be that I'm empowered. It's meant to be. It's my true nature. I'm gathering myself back from the splat and I'm tapping in to something greater, something more profound than this temporary situation that's going on in my life. And by doing this, we're literally causing energy to concentrate at the deep core self. And it gives us a sense of self. It gives us a sense of well-being and groundedness automatically. And it's important to realize that there is an infinite supply of this energy. I have one more picture just came to mind. Let me show you this one, okay? There's an infinite supply of this energy from the universe coming down through this same system and being a part of what we're now tapping into. We are allowing the universe and Mother Earth to be a part of what is going on here inside this life that I'm living. So we're no longer holding ourselves separate from that, but we're allowing it to be a real influence and action in our lives. And then we project it out into the world by learning how to do this. We project it out into the world and manifest and create the life that we're looking to live, right? So
such powerful grounded practices, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's a lot of times when we're trying to shift things on a level of earth thinking, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to get out of negative thoughts or negative patterns by kind of thinking it with our mind.
Right.
What I hear you share that's just so powerful is just to think of it not so much as thoughts, as much as energy and awareness, and to begin to recognize that you have the power to become sovereign over your personal energetic field. And to claim your energy, part of claiming your energy is claiming your power, bringing that back to you, right? That's your creative power that is connected to a source that's even bigger than you. So, so grateful for your work, so grateful for your tools and for your resources. As we are ending our time together today, just wondering, why does it matter? What's the possibility that you see for women in the time that we're in? And why does it matter that we're in our power? Why does it matter that we are masters of our own energy and we're creating with this kind of feminine power? Why is that important right now?
It's the most important thing in our lives and on the planet because we are here to evolve, number one. We are here to evolve and to awaken to what we're really made of. And we are made as this cosmic energy that is coming into this body and in expressing itself out into the world. And for us to find that version of ourselves is the single most important thing that we can do, because the world has been operating on the level of the mind. It has been utilizing logic and structure and linear thinking to try to explain and work with and take care of an earth and a life and each other in a non-linear fashion. In other words, we're trying to use the wrong tool to do what creates fulfillment and enlivenment and enlightenment in our lives so that we can create businesses and relationships and projects in our lives that don't use up our resources, that don't create war, that don't create better than, less than, and taking and needing, and this type of dualistic reality that we are feeling the effects of in such a huge way. And so it matters that we find our empowerment so that we can live in a both and everyone wins sort of life. But when we're running and afraid and weakened because we've been giving our power away, we get caught up in that very easily. And it's important that we find access, anchor, and embody our wisdom so that we can make the changes on this planet on whatever level we choose to play.
And being able to cultivate this practice and being able to create with this new power system, this is how we're going to actualize our gifts and our greatness and create the future.
This is what I love about what you're doing. This is why I love you so much, because you are all about laying it out for people in a step-by-step process that anybody and everyone can do. And that's what we have to do, is bond together in a moment like this. And the timing is so perfect, and find and feel each other going through this, give each other the security, the ballast, say and do and action from these places that have been marginalized and suppressed and set aside in a world that just didn't have an appreciation for it. But our time is now. It's
important.
Our
time is now. And as we create that space for wholeness in ourselves, we become a presence who can midwife the wholeness in others.
Yes,
and that's what matters. And I know that that's what every woman in this circle is here to contribute and to participate with. So
And it's so fulfilling when we know that we're able to support someone else. It's like, oh yes, I did that. And here's what I did. And here's how you cannot. And when that starts happening, there is this nurturing momentum that just gets built. It infuses into our own lives. And we're able to make that difference in the world for others that we've always felt that we were made for, but we just couldn't figure out how we were going to do that. And it, you know, it doesn't matter how the expression is. It just matters that we really come to know the deep wisdom centers that we truly are. We are each a lighthouse in this way.
Mm. Beautiful, powerful. Well, Dr. Sue, we're so grateful you have energized us. You have activated us. You have opened the possibility for us. I'm so grateful for your presence, for your friendship, for your work. And we've been doing something really fun today. I'm wondering if you might be willing to let us play with you a little bit here at the end.
Of course.
You've been giving us all this beautiful energy today. We would love to end as a global community by beaming all this energy and love right back to you. So if you are willing, we would love to invite you to connect with something that you're holding in your heart to create, or the next level of your own leadership, or something you're wanting to step forward in or create in your own work right now, whatever that is. Just all of us here receiving this beautiful energy surrounding you as if you were in the center of our circle. We are just beaming that energy and love back to you tenfold to support the next level of your vision, of your impact, of your contribution. We are standing around you, beaming that energetic field to amplify your brilliance, to appreciate you.
Ah, I can feel it. It's very palpable. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It you feel the coming. Power, like this, this is the power that we, you know, that we have to power, to power each other, to power ourselves.
Yes.
To create the future. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue. We love you so much.
I'm having that. Thank you. I'm so
love and blessings. Thank you so much. All. So much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Claire. All the best to you guys. Have a great time today. I'm going to just swim in this and revel in this. I'm going to receive.
Thank you. Okay. Amazing. Thank you so much.